Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus for all of your Jay and Jack podcast needs. For only $2.99 a month or $29 a year, you can get podcasts like Jay and Jack TV, Married Man Show, Downton Abbey Podcast, and more over at jayandjacktv.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's Jay and Jack. We're back. We're ready to attack the microphone in your face. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
That was a little better than your opening, your promo.
What's wrong with my promo?
You seem like you're just, you got vacation lag, right?
Jet lag?
Vacation lag.
It's called vacation lag? I didn't know I had
vacation lag. Because you're on vacation, and you got to come back and go to work, and the whole grind and everything like
that. Actually, I really enjoy my work.
I didn't say that.
Does that make me weird?
I'm just saying, but it's a different than having, would you rather be on vacation or would you rather work?
I think it's like it's a...
Well, it depends on where you're going.
It's even.
Because you went to California.
Yes, I went
family.
To... Yep. You know, it's... Since I've started working at Apple, I really haven't had the time for much
time off. Because basically you said you work at Apple because you don't care about family.
No, that's not true.
That's what I heard.
But, you know, it's I'm a young buck trying to work his way up in the world, so it's you pretty much have to.
Young buck.
Is that what they call it, young buck?
No, nobody calls
it. Is that not what they call it?
I don't think anyone calls that. Maybe in the 50s. I'm a young buck.
And, you know, it is.
I mean, you know, maybe people do. I'm in the South. They probably say it here.
And, So you know, some sides of my family, I haven't gotten to visit them in, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
And
well, it's their fault. They live in California.
I know. And then, you know, if we go to Comic-Con every year, but really, like, that's, I only get to see, you know, them for an hour on a day or something, if I'm lucky. So, you know, this year had some vacation saved up. Colleen got a new job where she had more vacation time. So we were able to finally get a week to just go out and visit family. So it was a much needed kind of family recharge for me.
Family recharge?
Family recharge.
Family recharge. And that's about that all you can handle?
No, I mean, if I had more time, I would definitely do it.
But I hate this mic because I can't play. Can't put it. Anyway.
It's a personal problem, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But you went out there. It was all good weather, nice weather out there.
Fantastic weather in San Diego. But San Diego was beautiful, as usual.
God's country.
It was cold at night, though. It was freezing cold at night.
And no heat?
Well, no, I think Grandpa turned on the heat, but it. I guess it's a heater from like 19. This one, it was built in the house like 1954 or something like that.
I think the house was built in 1950, late 50s, something like that.
So
it's okay. It takes wood.
Honestly, a wood furnace would be nice. One of those ones that the cast iron ones that goes to the house. L.A. was a bit colder. It's a family that lives out in Antelope Valley, grandparents, and then my aunt and uncles. They live in. Ventura County, which is above LA. Beautiful, beautiful out there.
LA. It can only be so.
Well, I see LA, the city, bleh. But outside of LA, like Ventura, like Malibu, the coastline,
you can tell
beautiful.
You can tell San Diego's getting some rain because I showed a shot where you guys were heading down to like Lakeside, El Cajon area, and there was green.
Exactly.
I said, whoa. I go, well, wait for the next fire.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's that rare time in Southern California where instead of it being brown and tan, it's green after the rain.
But, yeah, well, because, they don't normally get a lot of rain, so it's usually brown year round. Because you're out in the 52.
Yep, 52.
And I'm like going, oh, wow, we'll wait till the next fire, brush fire.
Or just wait till summer, it'll all turn brown again. Right. But actually, I mean, Southern California did look really nice and green because most of the time,
went, where are they at? And I go, wait, that's 52. Wow. That's just rare because people think San Diego, they always go, why? It's not green.
No, I mean, the beach is nice, but once you go inland, it's a desert or a Mediterranean climate. But I had a great time. Colleen never been to the zoo before.
The world famous San Diego Zoo.
So we had some time to go. I think it was on Thursday. Was it Friday?
I think I even said, keep your rings, New York. We have a zoo.
And Colin never been. And I was like, well, this is the world. And I haven't been. I don't think I've been to this zoo in 15 years.
Because we used to have passes.
I think the last time I went is when they first got the pandas, which was like 98, something like that.
Wow, that's a while ago.
So we went. And it's really nice. Like they had this new elephant enclosure, like 2.5 acres. This is huge.
Really?
elephant thing.
Where'd they put that at?
It's towards
did they expand?
The back.
Did they take some of Balboa apart?
No, I don't think so. I think it's still all within the thing, but it's amazing just how big the whole zoo. Like when you think about it, in terms of San Diego, it's a pretty big city, but it's this oasis pretty much of this zoo. But yeah, I think there's most of the exhibits had changed since the last time I went there because they have the new elephant exhibit, they had a new polar bear exhibit, they had a new. I think the lion exhibit was the same, but just a lot of new stuff, and it was really nice. It was a good time.
That's cool.
Expensive though. It was $44 a ticket to go. I mean, I thought it was gonna be like $20, but it's gotten pricey.
Who do you think's feeding those animals?
I know it's us.
New elephants eat a lot. Got to eat.
And again, I don't mind the price of that ticket because it does go to the San Diego Zoo.
Is it still 16 and under is free?
No, it stopped a while ago.
Wow. So when I was a kid, 16 mm-hmm. and under it was free. Mm-hmm. That was it. We get on the bus. Get down there, free day.
Yeah,
go around and walk around the zoo because it was free.
But still though, it was a good time. And then we walked around Balboa Park, and because Colin never been there before either. And
it was a great day. It's nice.
It was a beautiful day, beautiful, beautiful day. And then watched Survivor Night with the Glatfelters. Haven't done that in over a decade, and that was nice. Because it's different when it's just, you know, Carly and I just watching it. It's with the whole family. We all get to, like, scream and yell and all that kind of stuff.
And go, why are they doing that? And we'll talk about this later on in the...
Yes, because we're doing a Jay and Jack TV segment in the Ramblecast today. And then went to Hard Rock with Grandma Bev and Papa Robbie, which was nice. A tradition.
Did she steal a menu for you?
No, we didn't steal a menu. But we did have this waiter that was kind of crazy. You ever had like those type of people that just, I don't know if it's a sales technique or whatever, but they just try to relate everything to you. Like they have to. So,
at least that's better than trying to relate everything to them.
Well, it was kind of relating it to them though.
Oh, okay.
But like every time she came to service, we learned something like crazy about it. It was like, you know, I grew up in a house of, you know, 15 kids or whatever.
So I'm starving. So give me a bigger tip.
Well, no. And then it was also, but I've been working here for 10 years, but I've lived here for 15 years. And then it kept kind of going on and on. And then Rob actually went to go because wanted to do a thing for Colleen's birthday to like make a big deal about it. And because they make you stand up and the whole Hard Rock yells and cheers. And so he's just like, and they're from they're visiting from North Carolina. He's like, I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, she said that.
So it just became this running joke that just every time she come and talk and we learn something.
See, that's
what
I get
just,
people like that. I start making stuff up just to hear them.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't go there because that was the last big thing she did. But then another time she came, she was like, you know, yeah, I have all these siblings. You know, like three of them work with me here.
Yeah. See, I start making things that, you know, I like to mess around with people. So,
but
that's what
good.
I do.
Went to In-N-Out Burger a few times.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if you look at my Instagram and Facebook likes,
you know,
I'm not
alone. The hamburgers look. I mean, I know it's a cult. People, you know, people go, it's. You know that I mean, if people had a thing about, you know, if Jim Jones, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, people same thing with
In-N-Out. It's so good.
It's overrated.
It's not overrated.
It's just not that great.
An experience.
I don't know. It's okay. I mean, I've had it. I'll eat it, but it's like the fries look. But your photo though, look at those fries. Do those look like fries you want to eat? No.
People rag on the fries, but I enjoy the fries.
I like crispy. You like the soft, limpy fries. So
those are actually pretty crispy because now you can order the fries extra crispy where they'll fry for longer. Yeah.
Finally. Finally. Okay, maybe I'll go because that was my biggest complaint.
Uh-huh.
I was like, big pile of grease fries. And I don't mind greasy fries.
Yeah.
If they're crispy, but when they're all, like they just dumped them in the oil and pull them back out. Can't handle it. I want my fries crispy.
But yeah, no, it was a good trip.
I shouldn't eat fries anyway because they're not good for you. But if you're in the French fry manufacturing company, I apologize. But
on the way though, on the plane, Colleen lost one of her brand new diamond earrings that I bought her.
Shocker.
How
do you lose an earring?
I don't know. This girl, I love her to death, but she
but
like
women lose earrings all the time.
Is it a woman thing?
Yeah, I don't know how you lose.
Because you've bought mom really nice jewelry and then just loses it.
Bracelets.
And... Yeah, the bracelet and. Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I should have gotten the screwbacks or whatever. We could have soldered it to her ear or something.
But even with the screwbacks, your mom has lost an earring.
Really?
Yeah. She lost an earring with the screwback. I said,
how is that possible?
I don't know, you know.
Well, basically,
and hold on a second. I shouldn't just say women because guys wear earrings too. So
true.
Do you ever find it?
No. So basically, so it's like she pulled her hair behind her ear and was like, oh, earring. I was like, okay, let's what just happened. Let's find it.
So
we couldn't
find it. So you're on the plane. You're panicking.
I'm not panicking. She was panicking.
So luckily,
I was ticked off.
So luckily, she wasn't duct taped to the seat.
Yeah. yeah, I was. Because, you know, I saved up for a while to buy her nice earrings for Christmas, and I'm cheap, so I'm like, no!
See, I don't get the whole, I'm just, people say I'm heartless, but I don't get the whole jewelry thing. I look at, mm-hmm. I go, yeah, okay.
It doesn't, well, it's nice. I don't know, it's a love thing.
I get that, but it's like people, oh, look at that, it's so beautiful. I go, I just see a rock, I just see, mm-hmm. it doesn't do anything for me. Give me a nice TV, ooh, that's nice.
I mean, I think it's the same for me, but I appreciate how she appreciates it.
No, that I understand.
Yeah.
But when I look at it, because we were in a jewelry store yesterday, mm-hmm. your mom, because her bracelet was, we have an extra chain on there because,
uh-huh.
you know, you have to have the safety for her. I'd like to have mm-hmm. four chains, but she hasn't, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, so we're there. So she's like, oh, look at this. Look, I'm like going, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, isn't that? I go, yeah, okay, it's great.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. How long have we been in here?
So she lost it, and it stinks because we're in a plane, so we're in a small confine. We're in the two in seats, so there's somebody over here, and but she was actually very nice because she you know assured Colleen it was okay, and you know I had eventually, like, when we couldn't find it, I was like, you know what, it's gone, it's just a thing,
just a thing,
we can get another one, it's not a big deal, all right, you're alive, you're not dying or anything like that.
But this does mean we can only go to In-N-Out twice. We were going to go three times, but now that you lost the earring.
So, you know, then I went into, okay, we're not getting it back mode because we couldn't find it. We looked under the chairs. I had flashlights out. People behind us were looking. I mean, it was like a full-on search party.
Well, actually, because it's Southwest, right?
Yeah.
There's no movie.
There isn't, no.
So that gives something.
I guess it was entertainment.
Entertainment.
So, you know, we're searching around. We're trying to find
it. At least it wasn't at night. Was it night?
Oh, it was at night.
Oh, so
it was pitch black.
So people are trying to sleep.
Possibly, yes.
Oh, so you're
luckily the people behind us, they were watching movies on their iPads.
Oh, you were those passengers.
Pretty much. And then because
I would have got the duct tape.
And then you know, poor Colleen, she was devastated. She was crying. So eventually I consoled her. I was like, okay, it's just a thing, you know, move on. And then she actually started writing a blog post, which is on her blog, because that's how she relaxes, is writing it all out. And
so I just cuss and swear real quick, and I'm good.
So then at the end, we're like, okay, let's do one last sweep because we were going to turn the lights on. We landed. Let's, you know, see how we can find it.
It was stuck to the bottom of her foot?
No, the guy behind us, or no, there's a girl sitting next to the guy behind us, and like two rows back.
And she had it in her ear.
No, she, because we were looking again one last time.
It could be in her nose.
Everything was moved out, and she's like, there it is. And we're like, what? Somehow the earring had gotten embedded into the carpet. And it was just a little speck of it was showing outside of the carpet.
Oh, because people were walking on it.
It was under the chair, though. I have no clue how this happened.
Wow.
But she found it. And the guy that was behind us, he went and dug it out. But he had to, like, spend a while digging it out from under the carpet.
Wow.
So I don't know how in the world it got shoved in.
And people say people are just not human anymore. And people don't care. Here's a guy digging an earring out of the carpet.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, it was only, I think, the last hour and a half of the flight. It was a four and a half hour flight. But we found the earring and everything was okay.
There you go. But so why don't you go to In-N-Out three times? You're so cheap.
Twice. Listen, I learned my Austin mistake. I can't just eat. I have to pace myself.
Got to pace yourself. Oh, before I forget, Autism Speaks, remember April 13th, we're doing the run. It's been moved to Meredith College. We'll have information on the...
So they didn't want our gang zone.
Well, the problem is you had to get... The police had to get involved in the city, mm-hmm. and they're getting permits. And your mom's like, well, I don't understand why the police wouldn't. I go, well, the city's probably thinking lawsuit. Someone's running, they trip and break an ankle.
Sure.
Who's going to get sued?
City.
The city, not the person that didn't look out for the curb. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the person that. So it's we'll have the information on our Jane Jack Facebook page, all that stuff. But I just found out a couple days ago.
There you go. So yeah, so that was my week. It was a fun week. Had a good time.
Well, that's good.
Great time.
That's good. You missed the snow. It snowed here.
I was fine with that.
Yeah. You're not a snow person?
I mean, I like snow, but I'd much rather have Southern California.
It's not the big deal it was when we first moved here.
If it's like a real snow, like a thick, like, you know, the whole place is blanketed.
Yeah.
We got like a snow day.
Well, it was 68 degrees on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, it dropped to 30. people go, why are you sick? I go, I'm not. It's just my sinuses, I think, because it's just the weather just it can't make up its mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, San Diego and Southern California, they move it so dry, like you just, I just felt like my whole nasal cavity.
Yeah, speaking to the mic. Out. I'm not going to tell you again.
I'm fine. People can hear me out there.
You had pulled away from the mic. I couldn't hear you.
It's
a very frustrating thing. If you're not, if one person's speaking to the mic, mm-hmm. it's, you know, people are trying to listen. They don't have to adjust the volume and stuff. It's, it's just something you have to kind of remember that.
You're at 7 years of that for me now. You're just finally taking it upon yourself.
You know, that's how you don't win the best produced podcast. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
yeah.
And we have the crappy mics, so.
Yeah. It was a good trip. I had my Jack in a Box. Got all my fast
Jack, food. I was bummed about the Jack. I like Jack in a Box. I like the tacos.
Didn't get Carl's Jr. though. I wish I would have. But then
but the Carl's Jr. I've gone the last few times I've been out there. It has been terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I get the Weston bacon cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Yeah. At Aunt Tammy's for Survivor Night and just get together. We had a carne asada, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we were jealous about that. If anyone who hasn't not had carne asada, if you ever go to California,
you can get it here.
But it's there's a difference. There's a difference. Come on.
There's some good places. The place that injured my mouth, which is Los Cuates, off of Capitol Boulevard.
That was the last time
fantastic.
We podcast, wasn't it? Did a podcast with you?
I think so. Yeah. I think
when you
injured your mouth,
which could have been part of a Married Man show, allegedly.
Yeah, I can fully swallow now. It doesn't hurt, so that's good. Can't help yourself, can you?
I'm just sitting over here minding my. I'm.
So what was your week like?
Let's see. Record some podcasts. I worked and we're going to Atlantic City.
There you go.
Wife are coming up on our 24th anniversary.
24th, one away from the big one, the 25.
Big one, yes, 25.
The 24th Atlantic City.
And she's talking about renewing our vows, and she was talking with your sisters about. I go, why? I'm not big wedding guy. I don't have to. You don't want to go in somewhere and say, hey, I do again.
Yeah.
Cool. But I don't want to have to go do the whole, spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, oh, you're so unromantic. Well, it's just a waste of money.
Sure.
I'm practical.
Uh-huh.
If you want to renew the vow, that's fine. But I don't want to have to get everyone get dressed. It's big old, because your sister's like, hey, does it have a big old? I go, no. No.
Well,
I work hard for my money.
Yeah. I work hard for the money.
They did a song about me.
Mm-hmm.
It was about me. That was all about me. Except they made it she because it wouldn't have sold. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, but on the Rantcast, it's not up yet. But I ran it about satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we got. So anyway, your mom.
You bought Sirius again.
Yeah. Because I said, we're making the long drive. I got to have something snappy, something to listen to. So we go through this whole thing. When you listen to the Rantcast, it'll be on there. But anyway, so after all that, your mom's car, there's something wrong with it. We took it to the dealer. They gave us a loaner. It's not going to be ready. The car we have has Sirius radio.
But why does yours not? Did it just it wasn't built into it? It
wasn't built into it. It's $1,300 to get. Yes, yeah, I said the same thing. I go, just get the thing where it's already in there and you just. Turn around, you have to mess with the antenna and all this different stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, $1,300. I go, well, we have this. Because, I work hard for
that's
my money.
Because I thought it was just, I thought you had, it was already, that stinks.
No, it has to be a whole different system. But this one, it's like yours. It has it in there. You just flip it around. And
it's part of the
radio. When you're driving, because the problem is you have a little box, you have to tune into a radio station that's not.
Mm.
Being used.
It's pretty much, it defeats the point of having the satellite.
Yes. Yeah, so,
you still have to adjust the
station. So every town you go to, starts going, you get static. Okay, let's gotta find another station. You're doing that like every 40 miles.
Well, don't they have ones? Because you should have an audio in port somewhere. You can put an iPod in or something.
Yeah, but this, it was, you still had to, it's a long story.
Okay.
They gave us the wrong one. After, you have to listen to the Rantcast because it was, it's a nightmare. But now after all that, and your mom was all complaining, I said, hold on a second. 1,200 miles, probably round trip, not going on your car.
Yeah.
I don't have to put the expensive gas in there because she likes the top of the line gas. I go,
oh. Well, you should. I mean, if it's a turbocharged engine, you should put premium.
It's not my car. So I'm putting the cheap, and gas is going up. Gas is ridiculous.
It has jumped
The expensive stuff's over $4, like $4.15 a gallon, something like that. I said, no. So that, I go, not the wear and tear. I can park it wherever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about, because your mom.
It's. I mean, hey, it's the best.
She worries about where you, so I don't go, so she's like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. I go, always a see, because I'm Mr. Positive. I'm always looking for the positive. I'm always looking for that.
You.
I'm always looking, you know, what's on the end of the rainbow.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I don't know what that means, but I'm looking for the positive all the time. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not sick, if I sound kind of nasally because I'm listening to myself, I'm kind of annoying myself.
Yeah, I got to take my car into. I got to get an alignment. I got to fix this thing in the motor and then get new windshield wipers.
See, what we're arguing about is we took the car in for its checkup before, mm-hmm. took it in before
the warranty.
Before warranty in. Your mom said something about the brakes. They said, oh, the brakes are fine. Well, the brakes aren't fine.
Yeah.
We got this, like, a couple weeks later, it comes up the brake. So that they're hassling us over on the thing and they're. So we're thinking, okay, what's it going to cost you to fix the... Now, for us, it probably costs like $500
mm-hmm.
to fix the brakes. What's it going to cost that dealer?
Yeah.
$20?
But I don't know. I
mean, I don't know. But it's just...
That's the one tough part about Beamers is everything's going to be more expensive than this.
Yeah, but the point
car.
Is we took it in there.
Yeah, I know.
And we told them, you know, hey...
It should be documented under the warranty and it should still be covered.
Yeah, but they're hassling back and forth. I said, well, let them keep the car another week. I'm just going to...
Yeah,
I'll just if something if I hit a deer or something like that, I don't want to. But hey, it's not my car.
Mm-hmm.
Just my attitude. There's always something. There's always a positive.
So we have a bag of chips sitting here.
Yeah, I posted on because I
you did you posted it on the Facebook page there.
People have been talking about these chips.
Well, there's three. Was it like viewers or customers' choice picks or something?
Yeah,
like,
this one was by Christina Abba. Jabam, that's her photo right there.
Okay.
And she, well, I guess what are the three choices?
Well, it's that, and there's like this chili one that's like, it's on the back. It's the one's on the bottom, right-hand corner. It's right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cheesy garlic bread, which sounds really good.
The cheesy garlic bread sounds good.
And what's the other one?
It's like raccoon or something like that. What does it say? Here, let me see. I have good eyes.
Can't see it.
It is.
Well, you're saying
sriracha.
You know, I'm down to one contact.
Sriracha.
You said you have good. I only have one contact now.
One of my family
Are you
favorites.
Listening to me?
I dedicate this to my nephew who will never let me live down a bite I stole from his waffle one day.
Now, you heard I'm down to one contact, right?
Yeah, I know.
I'm a pirate. Yeah, but this one, I'm like going, okay, who came up with the idea? And then Christina did. For waffles and chicken.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken
it's,
and waffles.
It's a known combo. I just don't know how well it's going to be.
I can see chicken and pancakes because pancakes are a winner.
Now, waffles are way better than pancakes.
Because, well, obviously not. Facts, you can't go back and change facts. But I said, you know what?
It's like Adam West isn't the best Batman anymore.
Well, because I didn't pick him. So anyway, if I said, I had trouble finding this. So I had to go to Walmart.
In California, they were everywhere. So I'm surprised you had a tough time.
I had to go to Walmart. Well, I think I'm just guessing. It's probably popular here in the South.
But it was in California. Place we stopped at, they.
But
had
there was
them.
This was there was only two bags left of these chips.
Really interesting.
I think people like.
Oh, so oh, it's like being
it's
sold
popular,
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the in and out of North Carolina. So I said, you know, let's because they look kind of it just looks gross to me.
Yeah, I don't know how the flavor could be any good.
But I said, well, let's try these on the air. We haven't opened them yet.
No.
Still. Can you hear that?
Probably not.
Can you hear that? Still. So let's open them up.
What's the smell? Oh, they can't hear because the mic's all the way over there.
I cleared up my sinuses. Okay, they're not the Ruffles.
It's Lay's.
I know, but Lay's has a ruffle chip.
Yeah, but that's Lay's. It would be wavy Lay's if it was the ruffle
chip. Oh, man. All right.
This is exciting podcast.
Yes, it is. So I'm gonna take a bite of it. Ready?
All right. Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh. It almost just tastes like a waffle chip.
Yeah, I'm. You can take them with you.
Not your favorite?
No, it has a strong aftertaste too.
Yeah, it tastes like
it tastes like what people were saying on the, when I
it's like you have maple syrup.
That's what it is. It's like
maple syrup.
The maple syrup's too strong.
And a hint of like a chicken fried skin.
Yeah.
And just a bit of that dough from the
You must
bottom.
Like it cuz you're still eating it. Again, if it was pancakes, it'd probably be a lot better.
it would taste the same.
No, because it's pancakes. Pancakes are, were voted number one.
I like them, though.
Jay likes them. I didn't. It just had too much of an aftertaste to me. It just, you can take them with you.
The first bite was a shocker, just because it's not a taste you expect to have from a chip.
But once you, the second one wasn't as bad, but it's not something I'm going to sit around and watch a ball game and eat chicken and waffle chips.
No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, it just didn't work for me.
It definitely has an aftertaste.
So so the bottom line, would you go out and buy these chips?
No, but I kind of want to try the cheesy garlic and the sriracha.
Cheesy garlic. The other two sound like they'd be... But I guess they had, millions of people sending in different combinations of... Because I kept hearing the commercials. You know, so I was like, well, what combination? And I was like... Well,
I don't think I remember any of the commercials.
They were on the radio.
But interesting. No, I mean, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah. It's just not my cup of tea. It's not something that I just...
Sure,
And, and you know, I like to try new things. I like to venture out. And try
sure, that's you.
That's me.
You want to get into some Jane Jack TV?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Hey everyone, welcome to Jay and Jack TV.
I had one question, one thing to say. Isn't Lay's the one you can only eat just one? You can't just eat just one? That was their motto back in the 60s.
Something like, I think it still is, kind of. You can't just eat just
one. Yeah, this I can eat one. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm out.
I'm all right. Because it is true, the Lay's, because it had this perfect combination of grease and salt, and and you couldn't just eat one. You eat the one, you go... Gotta have another one. This one?
You're good.
No, I'm good.
All right, so we have a list of five TV shows that we've been covering today. We don't have individual five lists.
But I'm thinking, going back to these chips, I can't get off these chips here. Maybe that's the whole point. You can't eat them, but you can't stop talking about them. You know, in America, we, you know, we're not the healthiest. This is what obviously would win.
Yeah, makes sense.
I want to have a heart attack sooner. What's going to give me a heart attack sooner?
I'll make about a baker's dozen, Bob.
There you go.
So we'll start out with New Girl, which has been hilarious lately.
It's been on a roll.
It has. I thought just this whole episode was just...
This is the one where Schmidt pees his pants?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I got to go to the bathroom because of parking space. And I get the whole parking space thing. I remember living in an apartment, having to park so far away.
Yeah.
And you have kids and stuff, and you got to drag them. But they don't have any kids. They're just selfish, you know.
Yeah.
But I liked how they set it up,
but I like that Nick had his I don't know, in a gutter somewhere. It's all covered with cardboard.
Help me push it. And Jess has the whoever the homeless guy.
Yeah, the crazy homeless guy and the cats.
Yeah.
It was.
Couldn't they've just? I don't know. I'm gonna go on the limb here. Mm-hmm. Share the parking space, like rotate it every week.
Well, that wouldn't be as funny.
I know, but just logically, that's what I would do.
Only you would ruin a sitcom.
I'm just saying. Why couldn't they just share the parking space? Next episode.
In Winston's situation, I thought it was funny. Some people thought it was kind of stupid, but I thought it was funny.
Well, it was something different. Mm-hmm. You know, and he has the yum on his pants. That was the funniest part.
Yeah.
The whole looking for a condom. Yeah. That wasn't really that. It's been done before.
Uh-huh.
When I saw the back of his pants that he wore the girl's pants, I go, well, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. But it's been on a roll. The whole Jess and Nick thing, how they've kind of...
I think they've done it pretty well.
Yeah, you know, because that's always the tough thing when you do.
Yep.
Because we'll talk about that on another show. That when you have two characters you like and you kind of mix them, it's just like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot, we didn't announce the verses, but the verses, you lost bad.
I know.
It wasn't even close. You picked Pam and Jim.
Guess they don't have the same pull as they used to.
It wasn't even close. I told you to pick Desmond and Penny.
Yeah.
I told you.
Well, I think I'm still up by like tens. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I don't think anyone cares about the verses anymore. But this is a funny show.
It's very good.
I was getting close to kind of, I don't have to watch it. Now it's probably one of the funnier shows on TV right now.
I agree.
Well, it's not saying a lot.
No, but
as far as comedy goes.
Yeah. No, it's very good. Next show is Parks and Rec. I thought it was a fantastic couple episodes. I thought the Ben and Leslie Knope marriage was
now
fantastic.
Rumor is that someone teared up in your house.
I did. I started bawling. I didn't bawl, but I got pretty tear-eyed. What?
Did you see my comment?
No, I didn't. What
I
did
said
you say?
I teared up more watching Toy Story 3.
I just thought it was really...
I did tear up because I don't know what happened. I forgot to tape Community. record Community, and we're recording Parks and Rec. So your mom went on there. I think your mom stopped. So Parks and Rec stopped after 15 minutes.
Ah.
I said, well, what did you? So I watched it on Hulu.
Yep.
And they replayed the commercial with the Clydesdale.
Right. I had the same thing. It had that, and then it did the Clydesdale. I was just like.
So when the Clydesdale came, okay, that one gets me.
Uh-huh.
That one I kind of tear up because it's, you know, it's a guy and his horse.
I feel like it was strategic, though, having that.
That one I cheered, but the wedding one, it was nice. It was,
maybe you're just not a romantic. I'm a romantic.
Yeah, whatever. You're a sap.
I am a sap, but I thought it was really sweet, and I thought it was well done.
I thought it was fun. It's definitely sad to say. It's one of the funnier shows on TV right now. It just, what happened to comedy? what happened? I mean, I know everything goes in a cycle. Before the Cosby Show came in the 80s, you know, when you had must see TV. You know, there was a down cycle. It's comedy's hard.
Yeah.
And right now we're on a down cycle. They're trying.
I don't know. I thought that those two episodes, those three episodes that we had, the one.
And actually, Leslie made me laugh in one of these episodes. I can't remember if it's the first one or second one.
Yeah.
She sent Jerry to the corner. That was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
And they, and no dessert. And then the guy, she comes over and he's sitting in the corner and she offers us and he goes. And I'm finally getting their names down. So that makes it more interesting. And when what's the guy?
Tom Haverford?
The guy trying to be a cop.
Oh, Andy.
And they found the lady to sign the, and she had a, can we adopt you as our grandmother?
Yeah.
That was funny. It was, I get it now. It's funny.
I love Andy.
Andy's funny.
He's a lovable idiot.
Poor guy, aced the test.
Yeah.
You know, the exam, but they can't, mm-hmm. he just, because he's so.
Yep.
And the next one, the charity one.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was actually funnier than the wedding one.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding one was.
The wedding one was more sentimental than it was funny. But that really spoke to me.
I did. There was one. I know what she made me laugh when she said something about Anne saying something about being funny. Oh, you're pretty. You never had to compensate for being, you know. Because, all right, the rest of us ugly geeks or whatever she said. And then you look at Rob Lowe's face.
Yeah.
You've never been considered pretty or something like that. Because Rob Lowe's always considered pretty. That was the joke. If you didn't get it, that was the joke.
Yeah,
it was funny. I was funny. I liked it. I actually now look kind of forward to it.
Wow. Whoever thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's like people are saying, oh, best show. No.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth watching? Yes.
All right. Let's go to our next show, Community. It doesn't seem right to me.
No.
It doesn't, the Britta and Troy relationship just doesn't work for me.
And that's what I'm saying. You take a chance when you do something like that.
Yeah.
And they're a show that takes chances.
It is, but.
The whole Pierce thing, are they purposely just giving him lines that aren't funny?
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of him. If you don't like him, just get rid of him. I mean, I know he's been a problem on the scent, Chevy Chase. There's been rumors that he's been, just get rid of him.
I think they already have. Or he's already left.
He's already left.
But he's already filmed some episodes.
Is that what it is?
But I got a couple chuckles, but it doesn't feel, I don't know, it's just not as.
It seems forced.
It seems forced. It doesn't feel like Community to me.
No. And I saw some people liked it. Some people love it. I'm like going.
And again, I hate to say it's because they've changed, you know, Dan Harmon's not there, but it doesn't feel.
Your mom and I are watching The West Wing again, rewatching it for like the third or fourth time.
Uh-huh.
And I really paid attention to it this time when Aaron Sorkin left.
Yeah.
We're on season 5 right now. And there are some episodes that they really do struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the first 4 seasons are pretty much gold.
Yeah.
And this season, it's like, I'm struggling to get through some of these episodes.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you change up, you know, it's like anything.
Yeah.
Like you change up that certain key piece of the puzzle, and I think they're missing him.
Yeah.
And maybe the actors. I'm not saying this is true, but you get to a point where you're like, you keep fighting for, you know, you don't know if you're going to make it. You don't have to stay any longer. They're doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem something. I got the hiccups. Something's not working.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, I thought this was the best of the three.
The convention episode?
Yeah. At least it was entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the Haunted House episode too, to a degree, but it's missing something to me.
Yeah, it just it's missing laughs. It's not funny.
Yeah, but
I mean the whole it just kind of just everything was falling flat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just it's maybe it's the timing, maybe it's just the
yeah.
Did they get new writers? Because someone was saying new writer. I don't.
Well, Dan Harmon, I think, was the head and the main writer, but right. I think maybe they have some new writers on there as well. But now, yeah, it doesn't.
Now, did he choose? I can't remember. Did he choose to leave on his own, or was he fired?
No, he was forced out.
Which makes no sense.
He was fired. Yeah.
Which makes no sense. I mean, we don't know what's behind the scenes.
Yeah, maybe he's very difficult. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to give the people who are difficult, if they're cat talent, you got to kind of look the other way and go,
yeah.
It's just wait. I do it with you all the time. Here, have some chips. But it's got, what, 10 episodes left?
I think so.
Hopefully it'll finish strong.
I hope so. But I really want this to be like, maybe we should have just not come back kind of thing.
Yeah, because you didn't watch the hour episode of Office, did you?
I haven't. I'm still catching up on a lot of stuff.
Man, don't bother. Brutal. It's brutal. It was bad. I mean, a couple of people liked it. It was bad. I said, why is this even an hour?
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible.
Well, there is a fantastic new show on TV called The Americans, which is our fourth show.
Best new show on television.
That Reagan episode was fantastic.
Because I put on there, remember it like it was yesterday. I can remember when it...
See, for me, like, and it's weird because I wasn't alive, so I didn't remember it. For me, in my, like, you know, knowledge of history, it's just this little blip. Like, oh, he got shot, but it was just crazy guy and all this stuff. So it was interesting to kind of see the real panic and the, like, all the different right. stuff that people were thinking in that just...
Because,
that
well, because Reagan was very, you know, he was very tough on the Russians.
Yeah.
He was very anti-Russian, you know, and so Yeah, seeing that whole behind the scenes thing that
yeah,
you know how
like they didn't know who it was, they didn't know who the guy that shot him.
Right
now, it's just like, oh, it's just some crazy guy that wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
Right,
but it was. I thought it was a fantastic episode, and then just the dynamic between Carrie Russell and I can't remember the other guy's name, her husband.
That was on Brothers and Sisters.
But just that you can tell that she's just so gung ho, Russian.
But her backstory, I think, was showing.
You can see why. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But
she had a harder life, I think.
Uh-huh.
And she's just kind of,
mm-hmm.
well, obviously part of her training, she was raped yep. part of her training. I mean, just.
But just the scene where they're deciding whether to say or not that they're thinking of nuking Russia.
Right.
And what the implications of them sending that information is.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a fantastic show.
Yeah, it's much better. I want to talk about another show in a second.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about a list. But yeah, just the whole thing, because people are asking, did they really say that James Brady died? Yes, they came up because that's just how.
Yeah,
because I even said about halfway through the thing, I said, you know, it's funny as I go, all the information they're trying to get now, the two spies were trying to get.
Yeah,
and everyone was trying to get. I said, really, with 24-hour news and the internet, they don't need.
Yeah,
it's out there already. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing that's sacred anymore. They yep. have to get a sort. It's out there. I mean, there's yeah. so much information that you find out. Here, there's so much going on where, and then Frank Reynolds, he was the anchor on ABC at the time,
mm-hmm.
got so ticked off that he goes, can we get the information? What is going on? You know, because they reported that he had died,
uh-huh.
and he hadn't died.
Yeah.
And then when Haig went on there and said, you know, I'm in charge, and the whole thing, people are going, wait, he's in charge?
Yeah.
It was just chaos because people were like,
well, where is George Bush?
He was on a plane.
Okay.
He was somewhere on a plane somewhere, so he was, you know, flying. He was,
yeah.
So it was just, because I remember when it happened, I was working at the Town and Country Hotel in Mission Valley,
mm-hmm.
and someone said, the president's been shot. I go, president of what? And I go, what?
Yeah.
And so, or he was, or someone attempted, I think at first it was attempted to kill him, because we didn't uh-huh. know he was shot yet.
Okay.
And so I went into an unoccupied room. And I sat there and watched it, you know, and then we go do my job, come back.
Yeah.
And I sat there for most of the day watching it and how it unfolded.
Yeah.
And then you can see why 24-hour news, because mm-hmm. once they get a story.
Yeah.
And then I posted something because a young girl makes a show. Well, they keep showing it over and over again. And I showed the one where Eddie Murphy does the killing of Buckwheat.
Oh, killing of Buckwheat's amazing.
Because it's basically just making fun of yeah. how they just kept showing it over. Hey, did yeah. you see this? And they kept showing slow motion, yeah. slow motion. And they, you know, they see Brady. Because you can almost see why, because they kept showing it over and over again. How did he survive?
Yeah.
Because he's right there in the line of fire, and you can see he gets hit in the head.
Uh-huh.
But it was an amazing time. But it's,
yeah.
But this show is doing a great job of capturing, like Sue said, things that I never thought about,
yeah.
the whole Russian, mm-hmm. you know, American thing.
And I think it was a coup d'etat,
yeah.
like, and that they were yeah. overthrowing the government. Yeah. I mean, all this stuff, like, man, that's crazy.
But then he says, Americans don't do that.
Yeah. They don't overreact. They don't.
No.
I mean, when our leaders died, there's
checks and balances.
Yeah. When our leaders died, they kept it a secret for weeks until we found out.
Right. And stuff. They used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, who was that guy? Francisco Franco of Spain. Is that who it was? Chevy Chase used to do. Francisco Franco of Spain is not dead, or he's still alive, because we didn't know, because they would say he's dead, he's alive, he's dead, he's alive. Well, like Castro, they did a few years back. They reported he was dead.
Yeah.
And then they said he wasn't.
Well, that's the one thing that I think a lot of people that they always say about America is the process of electing the president and the transfer of power is something that's very unique to America, in that in a lot of places, the transfer of power is not something that's celebrated, or it's always a time of tension.
Right.
Because it's something that just generally doesn't happen.
Right. But this show's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, we've had, what, 4 episodes?
I think 4.
3 or 4?
Definitely 4, because there was 2 that I missed while I was gone. So I think 4.
I still say that eventually they're going to leave the spy business, and then they're going to be on the run from the Russians. I think eventually they're going to have to do something like that.
Yeah.
But right now, it's the best show. It's the best new show on television.
Easily.
Because have you caught up on The Following?
Yes.
I'm starting to get tired of it.
Yeah. I'm tired of the cops just being idiots.
Because it's the FBI. And I put on, I think, the second week, I said, I want to believe the FBI's, because I know people that work for the FBI.
Yeah.
They're very bright, intelligent people. They do just to become an FBI agent, you have to go through hoops and, you know.
Well, the latest episode where, you know, they find out where the house is and stuff like that, why does it take them like 80 hours to get to the dang house?
The Dominic Monaghan lookalike. I can't remember his name. Remember when they're just outside the house and it took him forever? Where is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's only 2 miles away.
He's out there alone shooting.
And the one cop that he was, you know, he showed he was kind of green and stuff. I'm sorry. If someone's coming,
you shoot them.
You say, this is your choice. Drop down now or I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
It's the FBI. You're going to send a former agent and the computer geek.
Yeah.
To go find this kid. I mean, you have 35 guys watching the mom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The FBI is just not going to send 2 guys.
Well, the mom getting taken away.
Oh, I knew. I said, well, this is what they're doing. They're going to swap out the guy. I go, this is just, that I could see happening because the mom wants to protect her son. She's gonna do everything she can to protect her son.
But the FBI like not be able to track her.
Yeah.
Like the old bathroom trick. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, does the FBI, it's not that stupid.
Yeah.
They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking up for you guys. It's just, they're just, and that's what's killing the show. They're making the, and I know they're doing it for suspense. Like some,
and I know they're trying to make this guy, the bad guy, the mastermind. And I can kind of see it, but I don't see how he's that much of a mastermind and controlling all this
stuff. I can get that they don't know who's part of this and how big this plan is.
But why let him have a lawyer? I mean, I know there's rights and stuff if people are getting killed,
yeah, you take
quarantine him, put him in the hole. Like,
that just
means
that someone higher up, either that, I think that woman that's a new FBI, I think she has to be involved.
Maybe.
Because why would you send 2 people? That would make more sense.
Yeah.
We're only sending 2 guys. One guy has a pacemaker that sticks out like this far out of his chest and he can't run. I mean, I really wanted to love this show. I mean, I'll still watch it, but it's like when we were watching V. They had to win once in a while. Yeah. I think someone posted on our Facebook page. Somewhere along the line, somebody has to win, and they're not winning, and it's frustrating. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, they're not that. They just can't be that stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's just my point.
Anyway, final show is Survivor. The return of Survivor.
Return of the crazies.
Return of the crazies.
Is that what you have to do?
We have 2 episodes.
Is that how you get on this show?
Be
you
crazy?
Have to be completely nuts.
Well, is it Cherie or
Cherie was, no, she wasn't nuts.
No, I'm saying the guy on the fans. It's the Marine guy.
Oh, what's his name? I'm looking for
Sharir. It's something SH.
I'm looking. Oh, Shamar.
Shamar.
Who's a big guy.
Yeah, but I just.
He doesn't like to work. He did make a good point, though. He goes, you know, I'm 300 pounds. I'm not eating. You know, I got to save myself. If he maybe came across, maybe he has said that on the show.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you. It would frustrate me doing all the work, him not doing the work. But
yeah.
I'm looking at his size. I keep him as long as I can need to.
Yeah.
There's no way you vote him off.
But I mean, how, if you're fans of the show, how could you be so dumb to get into the hot young clique?
Because you know what? That's life and people can't control themselves. But you know,
like the second I was like, oh, well. You just put a big old target on your head.
Allie that got voted off, she said she's been her life. She should know better.
Yeah.
But you don't you do see that. People like that. I don't think Cochran said he was a big fan of the show. The kid that he's on the favorites now. That what's his name? Long hair guy, Eric.
Oh, the one that gave up, famously gave up the Community Idol,
which was stupid at the time. You use stupid things, I guess. But and Don cried again on the second episode. Yeah. What a shocker!
But you know, I liked the favorites. I like the favorites they have. They're more new favorites, but I like them. Like I like that. I like Shepard. He's.
I'm glad that he brought his pink underwear back.
Yeah.
Because your mom said, does he have to wear? I go, that's his trademark.
Yeah, that's his trademark.
I'm tired. Like people are saying, I'm tired. I'm quoting, like Boston Rob said, like someone said we should have a drinking game every time they mention Boston Rob and Russell.
Yeah.
Russell Hand. I'm like going, you know, you were a fool. The last thing Philip should be bringing up is Boston Rob because you brought
him to the end.
But you were stupid enough not to vote him out.
Yeah. I don't think he was in it to win it.
No, I don't think he's in it to win it now.
No?
No. I think who acts that way?
I don't know. He doesn't seem as bad, though, as he was last time. He's not as crazy. He's more egomaniacal.
And it's good to see Cochran has another throne to sit on.
Yeah.
You see that? What are they? Did they? Is that real, or did they make that and they put it out there for him? <It's> just...
Man, you talk about me being a lobster boy. I mean, that.
Oh, my God.
Just this. I was like, oh, my God, the poor guy.
Well, you know, I said the first week, I go, how is he not voted off?
Mm-hmm.
He's terrible in the challenges.
Yeah.
You can't trust him.
Yeah.
Because he's insecure.
Yeah.
I said, but, you know, now he's made it, I think he could go all the way now.
Yeah.
Because he's reached that where he's not.
What do you think about Malcolm? Because I love Malcolm. I think he's a fan favorite. My wife is in love with Malcolm.
Yeah, a lot of women are in love with Malcolm. I don't see it. It's just me. I guess if you like hair.
Yeah.
I guess hair matters.
Sorry. how do you think he's doing so far? I think he's laying low.
I think he's doing the best thing. They probably don't know the favorite. Well, yeah, they probably don't know a lot about him.
Yeah.
So he's doing the best thing is staying.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking, okay, I can bring him around for the challenges.
Yeah.
You know, who knows if this, I can maybe, because they don't know.
I was worried he's going to lose that last challenge again. I was like, come on, it's the last ring.
The
ring toss.
Well, the fans, what were they thinking?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Let me just keep jumping down here. I'm tired, but I'm going to go down there and maybe pull out one little stick. It's like, you got to keep changing it.
Yeah.
I get frustrated when people don't think.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a sports and they're not.
You know, it must be the dehydration. It must be the lack of food. Where you just you're
no.
Not,
I think a lot.
Of,
I think
game.
A lot of people don't have not played sports in their life,
mm-hmm.
and or don't do things that are competitive.
Yeah.
You're gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because that's human. But when you make mental mistakes, and it's like, why are you? Get out of the water. Mm-hmm. Tag up.
But I think it's been good so far. The first two episodes, I think the favorites are good. I think the fans have a good mix of crazy.
Okay, Brandon. Truly crazy, or is he just doing it because
he's Jekyll and Hyde? He's like, oh,
or does he do it because that's what got him on the show? No, other than that, what would be the point of having? Talking normal, he's not an interesting person to talk.
It's the back and forth. It's crazy. It's like him going nuts, and then next time he's like, oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying because that's the only reason he's on the show
mm-hmm.
because he's
crazy.
Because is he crazy like a fox, or is he crazy because he's just. Crazy.
I think he's crazy. He's got so many demons.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Poor Francesca though. Voted out first.
Well, she overplayed her hand.
Way overplayed her hand. I mean, that was the mistake. Like she was already just like you need to like just let it settle in.
You have to be careful. You want to be part of a because people are saying I hate when they get alliances right away.
You have to
be part of alliance, but you can't overplay your hand.
Exactly.
And she overplayed. And people started thinking, oh wait, she's already thinking about winning. Yep. She's already thinking about doing. She's not.
Once you get that, it's
you know I'd be you know you have to kind of have that thing. I want to think about surviving to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like going, and I was like, Andrea, why would you vote off Andrea? She's better than half the guys in the challenges.
Yeah.
So yeah, for being voted off twice.
First.
But then, like I said, someone made a good point about Brandon, and you think you brought up Brandon. I'm sorry. I'm going to pee in the rice. I'm going to pee in the beans. I'm going to poop in the beans. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? I was wrong for saying that. I was wrong. I'm going to go all Russell Hance on them. They don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
But then I don't know. It's just... There's some egos on the favorite part.
Oh, I mean, you're going to have them.
But, I wouldn't vote Shamar off, but like I said, getting the whole Cool Kids Alliance. It's like they said in the first week, just like high school. And I'm sorry, now I have power.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Before I was a geek, I had no power. You know,
high school cliques only work in high school. Outside of that, they always fail.
And that's what people that, and that's why a lot of those people that had were part of the high school clique are not successful in life.
Yeah.
Because they no one's kissing my butt.
Yeah.
You know, no one's
just
have
because
that
I'm
power.
Pretty and yeah. I'm tall or whatever.
Yeah. Eventually, you're not pretty anymore.
Yeah. Oh man.
Or you lose your hair.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But I'm enjoying it. It's the ratings weren't too, you know, this week I'm out of town, but their basketball game's on again. It's not being shown until 2 o'clock here. So we have the ACC basketball here, and it trumps everything. And of course, the games are on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's pushing the game. And I didn't realize the first one was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
First week. So well, I watched the first hour, but the second half, half hour wasn't on until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. I guess you could find it if you had Time Warner. It was on a different channel.
Yeah.
Second half, but we didn't see that till they were showing the. Well, we have DirecTV. I'm like, where's it at on the?
Yeah.
But we didn't watch it till 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like going, well, that doesn't do me any good now.
Yeah.
So we watched it, went and watched another show, and then came back and watched the last half hour. It's just crazy.
It is. That is crazy.
It's just crazy.
Well, that is it for our TV shows. Are you ready for the five? I think I'm giving you the five.
You are.
This week, aren't I? All right. Well, here we go. The five. The five. Questions for Jack. The five. The five. The five. Questions for Jack. What will it say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure. Almost anything goes. The five. The five. The five.
Wow. We didn't do our best and worst. So, what's your best? Was the Americans?
Americans would be the best.
Okay, and the worst? I'll take The Office from 2 weeks ago. It was just terrible.
Community's been disappointing me. I hate putting it on the nays, but.
Okay.
That'll be mine.
And we didn't have a poll on the Facebook. We'll be back to our normal Jay and Jack TV
next week.
Next week.
Next week. All right, so. This will be a Survivor.
Hey, have you watched The Amazing Race?
No, we haven't.
You should watch The Amazing Race. It's got Bates Battaglia from the Hurricanes.
Who's that?
Remember Carolina Hurricanes, Bates Battaglia?
No, I don't remember.
You gotta watch it. It's got some hometown.
I mean,
flavor
it's on
to
there. Hometown. I'm from San Diego. That's my hometown. You have York, Pennsylvania. I have San Diego.
You always have to do that. You know, it's fun. You keep saying that, but I lived in San Diego longer than you, and probably always. Can always claim that. 40 years. How long have you lived in San Diego?
17.
Well, unless you go back there and live.
Doesn't matter. Are you a California native?
That's why I don't like In and Out.
Exactly. That's why you don't get it.
I don't get it.
From York, Pennsylvania.
It's why Parks and Rec is not the funniest show to me ever because I'm not from Indiana.
You, instead of hamburgers, you have like Cole burgers, I think.
Yeah.
From York, Pennsylvania. Is that what they made?
We ate Cole because that's what Americans do. We eat Cole. And none of that clean Cole crap. We eat just Cole.
All right, so this is a Survivor theme, the five. The format for Survivor was created in this year for this country.
What year was it started? 2000, right?
Okay. Final answer?
2000.
And for which country?
Oh, wait, what?
What year was the format
of Survivor created? And what country?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I'm going to say United States.
And what year?
2000.
All right. It was actually 1992 for British television.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I should have guessed.
Another show we imported from Britain.
You know that they have, your mom was watching Law & Order London or whatever. They have a British version on, and the guy that plays Apollo, is it Jamie Barber? Is that his name?
I don't know.
That plays Apollo on BSG is on that show, and he's got a real. You know, I knew he's British. But plays a detective on that show, and it's hard. It's hard watching him because he's been on Band of Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and of course BSG. It's at first it's hard watching him because he's got the British accent, and they wear the wigs in the court.
It's always fun, right?
Yeah.
So the first season of Survivor, is. Even though it was just called Survivor, it wasn't given a title based on location. what is it now kind of retcon referred to, the American version?
Survivor, Philippines, Survivor.
Yeah, so what would the first season be?
Oh, Survivor. Where were they? They ate rats. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Survivor, Naked Richard Hatch. Survivor, where did they go? Not Taiwan. Survivor, Philippines? I don't know. I can't remember.
Give up?
Yeah, give up.
Survivor Borneo.
Borneo, that's right.
So the finale of Survivor Borneo was August 23rd, 2000. It had the highest ratings of any Survivor episode. Can you get to that number without going over?
It had higher than the one they had after the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think it was Africa they had after the Super Bowl, right? Because we watched the Super Bowl, then we watched Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big night.
Price is Right rules. Can't go
I'll
over.
Say 26,300,001.
Okay. You have to be within 10,000.
Okay. Now you changed the rules, but that's okay.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Wrong. It's actually 51.7 million
Holy
viewers.
Crap. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And at least 125 million people watched some part of the finale.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. You know, it's like 10 times more than watch the World Series now.
For the Survivor All-Stars episode, Colleen Haskell was invited to play on that season. She turned it down. Who was the person that filled in that empty spot?
That's right. Colleen was the one that was going to be an actress, right?
Yeah, she was in that one movie.
Maybe with the, what's his name? Colleen had, and which one was it?
Survivor All-Stars. The first Survivor All-Stars.
Who took her spot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's her name? Was it Jenna?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It was actually Amber Birch, who actually went on to win.
Oh, and she went on to win it, right. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have. I mean, that's Boston Rob's win.
Yeah, but she, you know, they were mad at Boston Rob, so they gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, he won it.
Yeah, I mean, he got the money.
He got the girl, got the money.
Mm-hmm. Can you name the seasons that Boston Rob participated in Survivor?
No.
No?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, how about how many seasons has Boston Rob been on?
He was on three, right? Or no, four. I'm going to say four.
Four. You're correct. So it was Survivor Marquesas. He came in 10th place.
Yeah.
Survivor All-Stars, he was the runner-up. Survivor Heroes versus Villains, he was 13th place.
Yeah, that's where he cried.
And Survivor Dungeon Island, he finally won.
Now, I understand why he was crying, because he saw the wedding of the Parks and Rec episode. So it's understandable that he cried.
It was an emotional.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that's what Rob did.
It was an emotional thing.
It happens.
I went to the wrong thing. Hold on.
Aren't we at five yet already?
Was that five? Oh, I was gonna have a Russell Hantz question. But
okay, go ahead and give me the Russell Hantz question.
But when I click the Russell Hantz, it takes me to Rupert. So you're gonna get a Rupert question.
Rupert, popular player, bad player.
Yeah, popular, but the worst player ever. Can you name his first season?
He wasn't the worst player ever.
Can you name his first season?
It was the Pirate season.
What was it called?
Caribbean.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It was Pearl Islands, where they had the famous bringing back the people that already voted off at the end. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a big deal. It was all controversial.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. It was. It was controversial. Well, that was for Rupert, where he stole their shoes.
Yep.
Remember, we're like...
In the first episode.
Yeah, he goes, well, I might be like a pirate, and I'm going to take the shoes. And I was like, this guy's a jerk, and they turned out to be one of the most popular Survivor contestants ever.
I think that's what endeared people to him, is when he stole everybody's shoes.
Yeah, but you know, if someone else steals shoes, they could be considered a jerk. But
that'd be like a Russell Hantz move.
Yeah, Russell Hantz, did he burn their socks, the people's socks, his tribe mates. But he burned his tribe mates' socks.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he... Because Russell stole from... I mean...
Again, I never saw. I'm kind of. It's sad that I've never seen a Russell Hantz season except for the one where Rob won.
Well, you just see where Reynolds won the immunity. He found the immunity idol.
Yeah.
And okay, well, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
What do you think about Jeff Probst calling him out?
What, in terms of that she's looking right at him?
Yeah, and him going, well, you're looking right at Reynolds.
I thought it was fantastic because she was looking right at him.
But should he be doing that?
All's fair in love and war.
He's the ref. I think he needs to. There's a line. I think he can't. He shouldn't be dictating the game.
He didn't say it though. He just said you're looking right at Reynolds.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you're looking right at Reynolds. He knows he has the idol.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying because he knows. Allegedly,
he doesn't know. He's supposed to. But he knows a lot of stuff. I'm sure he knows. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling him a liar.
I mean, if I was doing that, I would say, hey, you're looking right in that direction.
I would have said, keep looking over there. Is there someone you're looking at?
Okay. So instead of specifically calling the person
he called out Reynolds. See, if I'm playing the game, when I'm playing any game, and I was...
In all fairness, Reynolds being why are you bringing skinny jeans to an island?
Like, yeah,
bring cargo pants or something.
I said, is he wearing somebody else's pants? How much?
That's what he's putting on. He's trying to adjust.
I said, "What is there an In-N-Out on the island?" And he looks like he's putting on weight. I know it's only been like 3 or 4 days, but shouldn't he have lost some weight?
Yeah.
But I was like, "This can't be his pants." What were you thinking?
You're not going to hide anything with those.
But I just thought
I was kind of crossing a line.
I thought it was crossing a line just a little, because for me, when I'm playing, when I'm watching the game, I'm also watching it. How would I play it?
Yeah, sure.
And if I'm playing the game, and part of the game is figuring out what everyone's getting into their heads. Like I would use like Philip I'd use the people like Brandon. I use their egos against them. I would, but it's like when I'm playing hockey, I look at who's reffing the game. I go, all right, what can I get away with? What can I get away with? And then I go, okay.
I don't know what that girl's name is, but I think she's a pretty darn good player.
The girl that called him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's pretty smart, but she's already like paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
How's she going to go to the inn and not?
But you've seen that before with people that have really thin just.
I think she'll survive just because of. I don't think she's a huge target, and she's on the the good, you know, the at least. Well, we don't know, but I just it wasn't like it didn't ruin the game for me. But I'm like going, he shouldn't have said that.
Okay,
I just think he should. He's good at getting. I think he. I like it when he gets them going and get him talking. Maybe he was struggling because no one was really saying anything.
Yeah,
but he should have said, who are you? He should have said, who are you?
Because generally, he will. Like in tribals, if they're not talking, he'll like curse at him and say, "You need to start talking. You need to start giving me answers."
Yeah, well, we found that out from Rob when they were doing the when they had the auction, and he said that they all planned ahead of time. We all want something. We're all starving, and he figured it out, and he cussed him out and said, allegedly, cussed him out. And
no, I mean, he's. Did you listen to Rob's interview with Jeff Probst?
I did not know.
Like he says, like he will. Stop him and say, you're on this show. You need to start talking. You
know, yeah. Kind of stuff. Well, I get that, and you have to be careful, you know. But I think, you know, he's good. But I just thought at that point, maybe there was some editing. Maybe there was something we didn't see. Maybe,
yeah.
Because the thing lasts like 2 hours. It's not just the 5 minutes we
see. Exactly, yeah.
So they pick out the best questions and stuff. I just thought he should have said, you keep looking on down the other end.
Yeah.
And let her say it.
You're right. No, I think you're right there.
But, you know, but it made for good TV.
Yeah.
As a viewer, I liked it. If I was playing, I'd be ticked.
Yeah.
Because now if I'm Reynolds, I know, well, Jeff's going to call me out at any point. I got to keep.
Yeah.
I got to.
Maybe then Reynolds could have said, no, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, Reynolds was like, I'm going to use it tonight.
I'm going to use it tonight. So there.
And I was going to use it. I was going to use it again. He was just like. He just like slowly put it back in his pocket.
I was going to use it against the favorites for all of us. But you guys blew that. So you blew that to there. So it was, Reynolds. But I was going back to point. That's Russell Hantz was able to just find him all the time by just looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then here they didn't have a single clue, and he went and found it.
Yeah.
So, but now he's got a target. He's probably going to have to play it the next time they lose because he's got a target on his back.
Either way.
Cool kids.
Never works.
Never works.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's Ramblecast/JayandJackTV. Have a good anniversary week.
Well, thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.